Asheville Citizen Times reporter Casey Blake has done her fair share of reporting on educational issues in Western North Carolina, but it's fair to say until now, she had never written anything like No Place to Call Home. In radio, we measure stories in minutes. In magazines, it's by the word. But in newspaper, it's inches. And Blake says her normal sort of in-depth story is 40 or 50 inches. For No Place to Call Home, Blake has written at least 500 inches. It's a collaboration with photographer Aaron Breithauer, who spent countless hours with two families facing homelessness in Western North Carolina, and John Boyle, whose reporting helped put some of the specific stories in a larger policy-based context. The project took 10 months. It's the longest Breithauer or Blake have ever spent on a story before. The idea came from a New York Times article that ran in 2009. Reporters in New York were so struck by the number of homeless children in the Buncombe County School District that they ran a story about it. Blake says that she remembers the story in the Times. At the height of the recession in 2009, there were 300 homeless students living in Buncombe County schools. That number was considered abnormally high, and the problem got a lot of national attention. Last year, as she was researching something totally different, Blake asked a schools employee how that number looked nearly 5 years later. We've all heard that the economy is on the upswing as the number of jobs increases and the employment rate is on the decline. So Blake was stunned when she heard that the number of homeless students in Buncombe County had almost doubled since that New York Times story ran. Now there are 556 kids in Buncombe County reporting homelessness. For context, I asked Blake how many kids overall are in the county school district. It's about 25,000. That's about 2%, which is seemingly small. But Blake says that wasn't the right question to ask.
Lou Keller at Buncombe County School said one of the things he hears over and over again is 550 kids out of 25,000, that's a drop in the bucket. I think Luke asked the ultimate question, which is that everyone should ask themselves how many they're comfortable with. What is your number that you feel good about? That has been so stuck in my brain. I would encourage folks to name their number and say, you know, am I okay with a dozen kids in my neighborhood going to sleep tonight without a bed? Am I okay with 200? Am I okay with one?
Blake and Breithauer decided to address the issue of homelessness by focusing on two families in different circumstances, one who was living with family friends in a double-wide trailer and the other in a homeless shelter. They spent hours with each family, getting to know their lives now, but also coming to understand the circumstances that brought each family to the position they're in now. When it comes to a story like this, access is always an issue. It can often be difficult to convince impoverished families and educators and agencies to speak candidly about these issues. But Blake and Breithauer said they were astounded by how receptive everyone was to sharing their sides of this story.
Every principal and guidance counselor and shelter staffer who we've come into contact with seem really on board, and I think that speaks to the severity and crisis level that they're feeling.
Crisis is a word you hear often in relation to the issue of homelessness in Western North Carolina. That's why Blake and Breithauer are moderating a forum tonight about child and family homelessness. Shane Hopkins, who lost his home when he was laid off, will talk about the lengths he went to keep his family together after they lost their house. Also on the panel is Michael Woods, who leads Western North Carolina Rescue Ministries, Luke Heller, the Buncombe County Schools Homeless Liaison, and Heather Dillashaw with the City of Asheville's Homeless Initiative. The goal is for these organizations to collaborate, communicate, and strategize, but also to start a community-wide dialogue about endemic homelessness.
In some ways, Luke and Heather and Michael are working on very different parts of the same problem and have such different paths that they can take and play such different roles in solving this. So I think it'll be really interesting to ask some of those questions and maybe see how differently they answer them and how different their resources are.
Blake and Breithauer both want to encourage community members to come and ask any questions they might have. Most of us are ignorant about most aspects of homelessness, they say, but no question is too ignorant. It's all about having a respectful dialogue. Both Blake and Breithauer are obviously very strongly connected to the story they've spent nearly a year working on. Here's Breithauer.
Well, I just want to make sure that we thank the families for stepping forward and talking with us and sharing their daily lives with us, because it's a brave thing to put your faces out there attached to the word homeless. But, you know, I think Casey and I both tried to let them know that it's an important story, and we're so grateful that they're willing to share with us and our community.
The forum takes place tonight at 7 at the Dr. Wesley Grant Sr. Southside Center on Livingston Street in Asheville. For WCQS News, I'm Greta Johnson.